Parliament approved a government request to borrow about 730 billion shillings for the second phase of the solar-powered irrigation and water supply systems project. The decision followed a heated debate in the House, where legislators questioned accountability for the first phase and criticized the executive for rushing the House into approving fresh borrowing. The loan, to be secured from the UK Export Finance and Citibank, was the first borrowing to be approved by the 12th Parliament. Several MPs argued that Parliament was being asked to approve a major external loan without adequate scrutiny. The Leader of Opposition, Joel Senyonyi, said the opposition supports investments in irrigation and agriculture, but insisted that accountability for Phase 1 should come before approval of additional borrowing. The Minister of Finance, Henry Mutasizi, while defending the loan during the plenary sitting, said the project is necessary to address the growing impact of climate change.
At the household level, the intervention is expected to significantly improve incomes, and households with the average one expected to realize at an annual revenue of about Uganda shillings 26 million. In terms of productivity, the average household is expected to produce approximately 2.1 tons of fair average quality coffee annually.